If there's one thing that you're going to miss, Ben, it's definitely our worship, right?
Yes.
Well, so like I said earlier, if you guys are just joining us right now, we're going to do kind of a family Sunday style today, which is why all the young ones are with us. And we just want to, you know, let this be organic. So, you know, it doesn't have to be super eloquent or structured. We're just going to go around the room and have everyone who wants to just share a word about Pastor Ben, about Alicia, about their family. And so to give you some idea of how this is going to work is, well, let me back up a little bit. When I was an intern at Mill Creek Four Square Church, one of my favorite moments at the end of each year, I was an intern for 2 years, is we would sit each intern in the middle of the room, and all the other interns would go around them, and we would each share an encouragement or a favorite memory or a prophetic word over that individual. And so that's kind of what I want to do today. Actually, that is what I want to do today with Pastor Ben, Alicia, even Zadok and Gracie. So, if you have an encouragement, if you have a favorite memory of the Ramos family, if you want to share maybe one or two of the moments that he had the biggest impact on your life, or if you have a prophetic word over the Ramos family, we want to give you the opportunity to share that this morning. So if you're not prepared, that's okay, because we're family, right? We want this to be organic. So let's just speak from the heart. I didn't prepare anything because I wanted to speak from the heart. So I encourage you guys to do the same, okay? So I'll start off. Ben, you've had a huge impact in my life, and I just want to honor you. I don't have a specific memory of you. Well, actually, I do have one memory. The first time we ever went hunting, I won't go into detail, but he caught something, and we had to field dress it, and it was a sight. Let's just say it was a sight. But yeah, I guess I don't know why I brought that up, but I just thought that was a funny moment of a moment that we shared of just being men in the woods field dressing a buck. But honestly, man, like, you've been my biggest supporter. You've had my back from day one. You've been so faithful and loyal to me. And one of the biggest things I look for in people is loyalty. And you've been someone I could trust, someone I could depend on. And you've had so much grace for me, so much love for me. Yeah, there's not many people like you. That's for sure. And I can't express enough how grateful I am for you. You've always had my back. And yeah, you've been like a rock for me. On my ups and downs, you've always been there. You always spoke truth into my life. There's a lot more I can say, but you're a no man. Love you. And Alicia, you are like a machine. I've never met someone so diligent and so, like, so much attention to detail. Like, even just walking in your house, seeing how you organize everything, your family life is just so, like, methodical, like, boom, 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 boom. And I remember, I've thought about this multiple times, like, man, I wish I was as diligent as Alicia. Like, so diligent, so hardworking. And Zadok, I don't know where he's at, but that boy is the sweetest boy ever. Today, other Ben was holding him, walks up to me, he sees me, and he stretches his arms out, and then just falls into my arms. I was like, oh, man, I'm going to miss you. And then little Gracie, you literally melt my heart. When she smiles at you, like, I could feel my heart melting. Literally. And so you gotta watch out for this one. I'm gonna miss seeing you guys grow up. I feel like I got a word for you guys. And I felt, first of all, you've had so much grace in my life, and you've been such a supporter for me. And I really felt like people, if you think about Idaho Falls, you might think, oh, just kind of middle of nowhere. And you kind of think countryside, not much to do, which probably is kind of true. But I do believe you're entering behind enemy lines. You're going to be right in the thick of darkness. It looks all nice. It looks like everything's great. You know, no one has a care in the world. But I believe you're going into an area of darkness where you're going to be a light. And I believe that God's going to mark your ministry with love and truth. And it's going to be like equal parts of love, equal parts of truth. Especially in that area, Idaho Falls. And I believe you're going to encounter people where you're going to have to speak with love and truth, and they're going to be impacted, and they're going to be transformed. But yeah. Anyways, so I'm going to open up the floor for anybody. Don't be shy. We're family. But again, if you have an encouragement for Ben or Alicia, if you have a prophetic word, if you just want to share how he's had an impact in your life, we want to give the opportunity to do that. So if you just raise your hand, I'll walk over to you. Ooh, Elijah, all right.
Ben is very humble.
Anyone else? We're going to spend some time doing this. So, Lukey.
Ben is really kind. Ben is really funny.
Yes. Little ones are showing bravery. Come on, guys, let's share a word for the Farmer's family.
God be with you.
Ben's really nice.
You know, Ben, you and Alicia said yes to Jesus at a time when there was a church that needed a leader, that needed to have come and pour into us and invest in us, bring structure, bring vision, bring life. And you guys answered, and we're so thankful. You have invested in us. You have prayed over us. You've prayed with us. You've pushed us. You have spoken life over us. And you have served us well. And so, both of you, not just Ben. So, just want you to know that we're family. And you can't get rid of family. So, there you go.
Yeah, I you didn't give me time to dig out my glasses. Psalms 23. As I was praying for you this morning, I just really felt that the Lord showed me a green pasture with long green grass. And I knew he was speaking to me about Psalms 23. And it's very simple, but the Lord is basic, you know. He speaks on a level that I understand. And I just knew that he was saying that in this season, he is your good shepherd. And that you, because he is your good shepherd, you will lack no good thing. That he is gently leading you in this season. And I just wanted, if you would bear with me, just to read this over you. It says, the Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not want. You shall lack no good thing. He is going to make you to lie down in green pastures. And I just really felt that I just sense that at this time, it is going to be a time of leading you by quiet waters and restoring you just in this interim, that there will be a season of restoration, that he's going to guide you and restore you. Alicia, that there will be a place of rest and peace and a settling for you in particular. He will guide you. He's guiding you in his paths of righteousness. What an honor. For his name's sake. This is his choosing and his doing. And he is leading you in these paths of righteousness. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there is no reason to fear. For he is with you. Amen. That there is comfort in his rod and in his staff. He prepares for you in the presence of his enemy. He prepares a table for you. And he has anointed your head with oil. He has anointed your leadership. Just felt that he had anointed your leadership, your pastorate. And your cup will overflow. And because of that, we can all say, Church, surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life as you dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And as you hide yourself in him, because he dwells in you, as your life is hidden in him, surely goodness and loving kindness, mercy, will follow you. And I'm just so incredibly excited to see that, that testimony and that witness, because I believe as you go, goodness is going to follow you because you are being led by the Good Shepherd, and he supplies everything for you. That restoration, that peace, that protection, that blessing, even in the presence of enemies, there's provision and blessing for you. He has everything. He's the one that's leading. And I'm so excited for you. I'm so blessed that you've been with us. So honored by that. Thank you.
When I was praying for you, I just had this picture of salt, and that that God was saying that you were the salt, but there's like a hardness, and there's the ice, and how it melts the salt, and that God's going to give you that ability to melt through just a hardening of hearts and in that area, and maybe even some congregation members, and that God's just going to give you that ability to melt through that, and that you're all of those things of what salt represents, all of the good things, you know, the flavor and, you know, and all of that that you're going to bring to this new community, and you're just going to be a blessing. So.
Ben, you have been so passionate about sharing the word. No matter how goofy or silly you look, you just care about about sharing the word, and that's what every pastor should have.
Yeah, to add on top of that, you're super enthusiastic, man, and you provided a home church for me and the Youth for Christ kids. Like, I see them come every Sunday, man, so I just really appreciate you, and take that enthusiastic self of you and just keep doing you, man.
Sorry, I'm already crying. Like Vaughn said, just want to say thank you. Like Vaughn said, you're leading an amazing church that provided a home church for a lot of the kids on the Casino Road, and with your leadership skills, your enthusiasm to spread the word, to get people to know God, to build a relationship, a strong foundation with Him. Really, thank you for that. Thank you for being someone that we can look up to, a position in leadership that we can follow, a role model that, you know, you're a man after God's heart, and you show that we can clearly see that. So thank you for being an amazing example of that. Thank you for opening up the walls to this church and for building something that now that you're leaving after, people are going to have to pick up and build up to that. I'm grateful for that. And a lot of people say, you are going away and it might be scary, and sometimes you might feel that nothing's going right, but God is leading you, and He's right behind you. Another thing, thank you for equipping us with so much wisdom, so many tools that now we can be able to have with us and share the world, the word with other people as well. So just really grateful for that, and we're going to miss all of you so much.
You're going off from that. Something that I've really like valued is that it's really easy to walk into a church and have people not know your name. Something that I'm really thankful for is every time, you know, a youth would walk in, or someone just from Casino Road that we like wanted to bring to church, you were so good at welcoming them and being like, "Hi, I'm Ben. Nice to have you here." And I just think that's something that's really meaningful to us, the fact that you knew our name and that you really wanted to get to know us. And I think that's just something that I am really thankful for, and I'm really going to remember that about you, the fact that you really invested in us and really got to know not just our name but even our story. And I just think that's something that I am really thankful for, and I'm just really grateful to have had you around, and I'm going to miss you.
So first things first, I would like to invite you to provide the potatoes for Thanksgiving stretch every year. Whether you grow them on your property or next door, but we would really appreciate that. I just also wanted to, I just went back through my email to the very first correspondence that we had as a leadership team newly forming, and as you coming over, I found emails where Don was communicating to us about you being placed in this role, and just went through some of those early words, and I just want to just say some phrases that'll just recall some of those times and faithfulness of God. Be strong and courageous. You are not alone. God will never leave you or forsake you. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Rejoice. We are the church. God's been really faithful, and you've been a big part of his faithfulness in our lives and in our community. Thank you. Thank you for always pursuing what the Lord's direction for your life and for our lives was. Thank you for being willing to stretch yourself into some uncomfortable places. Thank you for calling us to some higher places. And I just want to share with you guys as a recognition of what God has done around this, but also with the church, just to see God's faithfulness through all this. When Ben was very first placed as pastor at this church, he had a vision for his role and that of the leadership team, and how things would progress, and I think we have seen this happen, but it also gives us a picture of what's to continue and what's to come. As we join together, we stand at a plot of land, the fresh dirt at our feet. We hear the voice of the Lord say, "It is here that we will build." He flattens and clears the ground, then laying a foundation upon which to build. He calls me forward, this is Ben, he calls me forward to pave the foundation and mark out the dimensions of the rooms. He then calls each of you to build the specific walls according to the dimensions that he instructed me to lay out. And then with what's to come, and you'll really hear the voice of Ben here, he writes, "And then you decorate the rooms and make it all pretty." Ben, you've really been faithful to lay a strong foundation, to invest in people that would build the walls of the church. And I don't just mean the physical building. Hopefully this isn't the long-term physical building anyways. So, but you've just invested in us, and I'm excited for what God will continue to do in us, but I'm also excited for you to go then faithfully again say, "God, what do you have for this community? What do you have for this church? What do you have for these people? What do you have for these leaders?" And to see what's to come. And we'll remember his faithfulness every Thanksgiving over your potatoes. So thank you.
We have time for a few more.
This goes back to February 5th. And you'll recall we had a conversation right there. And in early January, I started just sitting at my piano and singing from Revelation 1. And John, when he saw Jesus, and I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and on turning I saw 7 golden lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man, clothed with a long robe and with a golden sash around his chest. The hairs of his head were white like wool, like snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze refined in a furnace, and his voice was like the roar of many waters. And it goes on from there, but John had a vision of Jesus. He saw Jesus, and as I was singing, and I would sing it over and over and over, it's like, Lord, I want to see you. I want to see you like John saw you. And I came to church on February 5th, and after service, I went up to talk to Ben. I have no idea what I was going to say, but I took one look at this man's eyes, and they were flaming like fire. And I'm like, oh my, they're flaming like Jesus' eyes. I can't even describe it, but his eyes were aflame. I could see all the way into his heart. I could see his passion for his call, for the church, for the street, for what God had called him to do. And I totally lost my train of thought. I was just like, and I was just standing there. And Ben was just grinning just like this. It was just like, and I'm like, what must this man be thinking? I'm just standing here going, whoa, your eyes are like flaming. And later that day, I was driving and I was praying. I'm like, Lord, what was with Ben's eyes? And the Lord just whispered so sweetly, he has my eyes. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, through Ben, you gave me a glimpse of your eyes, your passion. So a couple weeks later, I went up to Ben. I'm like, what were you thinking when I was just going off? Like, oh, your eyes are like flaming fire. And he shared with me that what, like 8 years before, you'd been doing sound for Ben, one of Ben Dixon's events. And the Lord had given him a vision, and he had seen that, and he knew he was coming into the call that God had on his life. So I just want to encourage you, Ben, don't ever lose the flame. I mean, you know, this scripture is so powerful, to just get lost in this scripture of seeing the glorified Christ. And I wanted to share that not just for you, but for this congregation. This is the man that has been serving us. This is your beloved Alicia. Fan the flames in his eyes. Because I've never seen anything like it before in my life. But it was just like it came out of revelation. Thank you, Ben. And blessings on you and your family as you go.
So I officially stopped crying, so I think I can speak words now. I'm Amber. I go to Mount Lake Terrace Foursquare, and Ben and Alicia, I met them on February 12th, 2015. So weird that I could, like, look that up in my Gmail. And when Ben said his description of himself, he's like, I'm short, dark hair, and a beard. And I was like, this is everybody in the Pacific Northwest. Like, I can't. I just moved up here. I knew no one. And then I met Alicia, and I just wanted to be her best friend. Like, as soon as I met her. There it goes. She's been like a sister to me for the past couple of years. And although we've gone, like, our separate ways, you know, growing and working and not being able to do everything we'd like to do, you know, like eat salads out of bags. And she makes me healthier and keeps asking me to do plyo with her, but like, I can't do that. Like, no one's as diligent as her, like Victor said. But they actually gave me this 3 years ago. And it's my journal, and I just write a lot in there, but the thing she said in the front page, I'm going to share. Now I'm shaking. What an absolute joy you are. I'm so blessed to have been by your side when you gave your life and faith to Jesus. By the way, they both baptized me. I'm confident that there is great work the Lord is going to do in yours, in your daughter's lives, as you walk obedient faith with him. And I'm so excited to see you grow with him. This walk is not always easy. In fact, frequently it is not. But it is so rewarding. Always remember that God's love and grace for you is so beautiful and cannot be lost. His words are true and unchanging. May you find hope and restoration as you go deeper with God. He desires a deep relationship with you. When lost and confused, we can always cling to the fact that we are deeply known by God, and He is our Father who never leaves or forsakes us. My prayer for you and Kennedy is that you would know the deep love of the Father, that the world would not convince you that there is something better, because nothing completely satisfies you the way He does. She's right. She's always been right. She's always pointed me in the right direction. And so has Ben. And I've clung to them over the past couple of years. I would sit so closely to them that people thought I was Ben's sister. And I wouldn't be where I am without you guys. And this is going to put a wrench between Kennedy and Zadok being able to get married one day. But, you know, we'll make it work. And I love you guys.
That's what the cool thing about social media is, though. Get that connection through there. So so we can still stay in touch with them in a cool way. Just, I'm thankful. Thankful for you, brother and sister. I think you've placed a mark in our lives individually. And the same word that kind of came to me is Danielle talking about salt. Just the seasoning. I know Ben loves salt on his meat. He does. And I think that's actually prophetic, you know. Because in a way, he's put salt in this community. He's put salt in this church. He's placed that mark of Jesus in this place. And that is the salt. That tastes good, right? Without that salt, it's not going to taste good. And so, with that, they've brought that mark here on Casino Road. And so there's a standard, a call that these couple have left for us as individuals here at this church to walk and to abide in. And that's the one thing I really love about Ben is he loves Jesus. He does. Every time you talk to him, he'll just, you know, wants to talk about the Lord, which, I mean, how real can you get that? That's just talking about Jesus. So, yeah, and man may plan his ways, but the Lord directs your steps, you know. Or it may seem uncommon to us, but unto the Lord, He directs us in the path that we should walk. And I'm encouraged that you're walking in obedience to what God calls you guys to do, and letting no one else hold you back from that. I think it's huge. It's a good example for us to learn and glean from and to walk in that. Another little story about Ben, him and I. I'm going to miss this about him as well. You know, I think we all have stories, but I got the opportunity to go fishing with him quite a bit during this last summer, towards the end of the summer, fall. And we had a great time just getting out in the wilderness and just seeing this man and his element in there was like, yeah, this is right on. This is what I want to be a part of too. And so it's just, you know, when you get out there and just kind of throw a fishing line out or just get out and, you know, get out in the wilderness or something different about that, you know, and be able to do that with a brother was really encouraging this last year. And so, but now I get to go to probably even a better place that has, you know, bigger animals probably out there to go hunt. So, but yeah, just thank you for the legacy and mark that you've placed here. So thank you.
All right. I don't know about better place, Ryan, but I'm just kidding. Idaho's great, probably. So if you didn't get a chance to share or you just rather not share in front of people, don't worry. In a moment, we're going to have dessert together. We're just going to hang out, have fellowship, have family time, if you will. You'll have an opportunity then to say something, to share something with the Ramos family. Please make sure you say something before they go. But yeah, so I want to invite the Ramos family up. And we're going to give them an opportunity to share their hearts with us before we close our service out as Alicia gets Gracie ready.
All right, church. Someone say, I got faith. Victor, I got faith. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. I was listening to Bishop Jakes this morning. And he was talking about Moses, how he had his staff and he threw it down and it would turn into a serpent. And God told him to pick up the serpent and it would turn back into the staff. But you got to acknowledge that it didn't turn back into a staff until he actually picked it up. Homie was holding a snake in his hand. And this is the faith that I want to call us as a church and as individuals into, is that when God calls you into something, you've actually got to step into it before it'll turn into what God told you was going to turn into. And maybe he won't even tell you what he's going to turn it into, but you got to take that step. You got to grab that snake. Someone say, grab that snake. Grab that snake. I got faith. I got faith, church. I got faith that you guys will grab on to the next thing that the Lord is calling you into. I just want to say thank you so much for being a faithful church. A church that... All right. Y'all have been patient with me. I've grown a lot here as I've gotten to be with you. And I just look back on some of the messages that I gave, and I don't even want to listen to them, quite honestly. And I hear that's a common journey with pastors, but you guys have been patient with me as I've grown. You guys have looked to me and said, you're my pastor. Tell me what you think. Would you lead me? And I've appreciated that. I think every pastor needs that. A willingness from the congregation to be pastored, to be led. And so I'm grateful for that. I've called us to some pretty extraordinary vision. And you guys have jumped right on. And you've said, yes, okay, this is our vision. This is what we're going to go after. You guys have taken up even more faith than I've had. And it's been powerful. So I just want to say thank you. You guys' support in my own tough times, you've continued to call me forward and to call me into what's next for my life. You've shared prophetic words. You've texted me. You've just shown love. You guys have believed in me. Pastor Don, you've believed in me. Ben and Bridget, your family, has been there to support me. Before I could even call myself a pastor, you guys were there. I believe you had a prophetic vision for my life, and you didn't always let me in on that, which is probably of the Lord, and you guys have helped me to walk in that patiently and in faith. I'm grateful for your guys' role in our lives. Leadership team, man, we've prayed together. We've just sought the Lord together. We've sought the Lord to do powerful things. And by golly, we've seen him do some powerful stuff. And he ain't done. He ain't done. You want to share?
Hopefully my tears all got out during worship. So if I cry, I blame it on lack of sleep last night. Worship started this morning, and I'm not a crier. Most of you probably know that. I don't know how many people in here have actually seen me cry, because I don't cry. But I did, because the first song started, and I just was just hit with how much I love just being part of this family and love worshiping with you guys. I just love worshiping with you guys, and I love being in community and fellowship with you guys. And Mary, I just have to point you both out, because just the first few Sundays here, like, I just grew to love you guys so much. You're both just dear to me. And having littles, I know I haven't had the chance to spend a whole lot of time with some of you, specifically you two, and I had fully intended to want to do tea with you guys and all of that, but, you know, life gets crazy. But, yeah, I appreciate each and every one of you, and those of you that have just walked alongside of me and every Sunday asked me how I'm doing and have been a listening ear and sent me encouraging text messages. And Yeah, Chris, Colleen, Brenda, Danielle, many others. I'm just so grateful for each of you. And if I were to be honest, like, I know Ben has shared kind of just our journey in this, but just this last 7 months have been, 5 months, however long it's been, have been rough, because just the thought of leaving this and leaving you guys, and there's my physical family too, or my blood family, but sometimes I feel like you guys are more family than my actual family is, and because I see you guys a lot, and we just grow together and learn together and love together, and I'm holding to that God has called us, and God is stretching me a lot through this process, and growing me a lot through this process, and teaching me a lot. And in some ways I feel like it was needed and necessary. And that just points to God's faithfulness and God knowing, just the path that he has for each of us, and knowing what we need and where we need to be. And, so I'm excited, but I'm sad, and I'm going to miss each and every one of you so much. So yeah, that's all I got.
Love you, church.
Good morning. My name is also Ben, not to be confused. And I get the privilege to pray these guys out. We want to send them off in a kingdom way. And we do that by praying over them, asking God to anoint them. But prophetically, something that I saw while everybody was talking, and just to give witness to and confirm and affirm what we many shared, I mean, all of what we shared was true and right, and of the Lord, and encouraging. But I don't remember exactly who shared it, but I saw this picture forming as we were sharing with you guys, and it was like when you, well, we don't do this here, but in the South, they build houses, they build the foundation with concrete blocks. Here we pour concrete, but they build it with concrete blocks, and so you put the block, you set the blocks, they have to be level, and then you fill them with concrete, you know, so that it's stable. And then sometimes they actually build a house, or they'll build commercial properties with concrete blocks all the way up. And I felt like South Everett Foursquare was a church that had already had lots of concrete blocks. It had been built over a long period of time. And that you guys came faithfully, said yes to the call of God to come here and continue to build what God has already been building. And you, I just want to affirm you today and say, you faithfully continued to build what God was doing here. And I sense the Father, Father God, smiling over your faithfulness to the both of you. And Alicia, sometimes maybe you feel like, oh, I didn't do as much or whatever, but you did a lot more than you think you did. And don't you think for a second you didn't. Both of you said yes. Both of you were faithful. And at the end of our life, the Father looks at us and says, well done, good and faithful servants. And this is a piece of the faithfulness that he's going to refer to at the end of your life. And so you get to hold your head up high and go and do the same thing that you've done here in Idaho. And we all trust that is exactly what you both are going to do. And so we thank you. We affirm you. We're grateful for you. And now we just want to lay hands on you and send you. In Jesus' name, will you go ahead and extend your hands to this wonderful couple? And we just, in our minds, picture both of your kids right here too, okay? And we know they're not, for good reason. Amen. Father, we thank you for Alicia and for Ben. We thank you that they're our friends, that they've been pastors here, that they are family. We thank you, Lord, that they've stewarded a culture that says, the kingdom of God is all about family, brothers and sisters, one to another. And we just bless them today. We affirm the call that you've placed on their life to bring the name of Jesus glory. God, I thank you for Alicia, that you've given her a heart to bring healing through compassion. And in many ways, she has not fully been able to do that. But I say to her this morning that she will be a vessel of healing through the compassion of Jesus, where you send her. And we lay hands on her today and we ask for Holy Spirit anointing on her life, on her words, that you would fill her with your heart, that you would give her divine relationships, connections where she goes, and that you would be her comforter and greatest encourager. We thank you, Lord, for her presence here, and we ask that you would touch her life in a special way as she goes. Give her all that she needs as a mother, as a wife, and as a bringer of healing and compassion to those that you connect her with. And we also lay hands on Ben. We thank you for this man, and I thank you, Lord, that he's been a brother to me. He's been a pastor to many of us. He's been a friend. And Lord, we ask that you would, all that you've done in him here, that you would send him with that same zeal, that you would send him with that same courage, and that, Lord, his faith would go to the next level. And I see a shift coming in him with great faith and expectation that when the challenge comes, he would have the faith to meet it. And we thank you that you're giving him that today. We lay hands on him and we ask, Lord, that you would anoint him, his words, his actions. I pray, God, that you would divinely equip him to do the things that the place that they're going to will need. That he will be a man of word and deed, word and action. And that I see you empowering people to make them active. There's an activation that you guys are bringing with you to this new place. So, Lord, bless him, strengthen him. And for their family, we pray, God, that you would touch them, provide for them everything they need. We thank you for this wonderful family that we are not going to be disconnected from today. In Jesus' name, we say amen. 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 We love you guys so much. We do. And can I encourage you one last thing is that if you didn't get to share anything with them, what is so meaningful is to send the email, write the card, post the social media thing, whatever. It means words are so powerful. And sometimes in moments like these, we didn't have the ability to get it out of our heart. We'll put it on paper and be reminded to do that. It will be so meaningful to them, okay? And I will do that as well. And call them every day. Day by day. Call them every day. But we're going to go ahead and have some cake to celebrate because nothing says we love you and family more than cake and donuts and desserts. And that's exactly what we want to say. So we love you guys, and we want to spend a little bit of time celebrating. So please do that. Please come up and celebrate them. God bless you guys.
You've been listening to a podcast from South Everett Foursquare Church. For more information about us, please visit us online at www.southeverett.org.